How long has Riverkeeper been involved in sort of keeping an eye on the aqueduct? And for that matter, why does Riverkeeper care? I mean, this water is coming from the Delaware. It's coming from up in the Catskills. It's not the Hudson per se. So,
we have two main purposes. One is to safeguard the ecological integrity of the Hudson River. The second, equally important purpose of Riverkeeper is to safeguard the water supply for New York City. We've historically been involved with safeguarding the watershed from which all surface water flows into the taps of New York City consumers. We've been looking out over the watershed for decades.
So how worried should we be? And I guess there's sort of like two different problems. One is where the breaks are, where the leaks are, in terms of what could happen in those areas. And then secondly, in terms of those of us who drink New York City water, who depend on New York City water, that there could be a catastrophic failure.
I think we should be cautiously concerned, to put it mildly. As we know, there is a significant leak in the Delaware Aqueduct. The Delaware Aqueduct supplies 50% of New York City's drinking water every day. It's roughly 500 million gallons or so flow through the aqueduct. Should it collapse, New York City would be in trouble. It would be a major problem. What the chances are of that collapse today or tomorrow are, I think, are very slim. But the leak has been going on for a long time. There are many cracks that we know of within the aqueduct itself. There needs to be a solution to this problem.
Do we know how far along DEP is in terms of achieving a solution? Because the sense I got this morning was almost like they're preparing to prepare to fix it.
Well, I think that's extremely well said. They've been planning to plan for the remediation of the leak for almost a decade, if not longer. They've known about it since at least the late 80s, perhaps even earlier. So they've known about this leak for 20 years. In our mind, in our position, they should have a plan well underway. We called for them to initiate a plan in a very public way in 2001. 7 years ago, when we released our Finger in the Dike report detailing the problems with the Delaware Aqueduct, it's our understanding that they're planning, but they're planning extremely slowly, and they haven't devoted enough focused attention on the leak itself.
And do you, as a sort of outside watchdog group, have access to? I mean, I know that they sent a submersible down there. They sent divers down there, I believe, even. To gather data, to get images and stuff like that. As a watchdog group, have you had access to those images? Can you guys independently verify what DEP says?
At this point, we do not have access to those images. We have submitted FOIL requests very recently for a lot of this information. We're hopeful that DEP will be cooperative with us and share that information with us. In the past, they've kept a lot of that information to themselves and have shielded it from public review for reasons which are beyond our understanding. In our minds, this is a primarily a public problem. The public should be aware of what is going on. The public needs to know the extent of this threat. Because as you said from your initial question, that's the main concern. What is the degree of this threat? Will this thing collapse tomorrow, or will it collapse in 30 years? That's an unknown question, which is precisely why we need more public disclosure of these documents.
You know, I think when we talked to DEP this morning, they're citing the same figures for the amount of leakage that are in your 2001 report, something like on the order of 12 to 36 million gallons a day, something on that order. And I know, as a homeowner, that leaks get bigger over time. Is there any way, I mean, do we just have to take DEP's word for it in terms of how much water is pouring out of there every day?
Well, at this point, yes, because we don't have any other way of knowing what the extent of this leak is. Our sources tell us that it is as much as 35 million gallons a day. We've known that for a long time. you know, 35 million gallons a day. Since we first published our report in 2001, adds up to a substantial amount of water that has been wasted, that has been lost, and not just lost to consumers, but infiltrated through the ground west of the Hudson River. And now we're starting to see some of the impacts of that increased water in terms of flooding homeowners' basements, causing sinkholes, forcing homeowners to stop using their wells and have been forced to revert to bottled water.
Let's take these two sort of where the leaks come to the surface, literally. Let's take them both separately. Is there a threat to other infrastructure in Roseton, first of all, where there is all that water gushing through? I mean, should we be worried that anything there is in danger, or is that one, as far as you know, pretty much under control?
The Roseton leak, as far as I know, it's not under control. It's still leaking. There would be a threat to whatever is there. You know, I don't have enough personal knowledge of the infrastructure there in Roseton. It's my understanding there's a power plant adjacent to this leak. Certainly, if the leak is causing sinkholes in the area and making the lands very swampy and turning this otherwise farmland into a wetland, it would deteriorate the soil and potentially could impact this power plant, which is adjacent to this leak site.
What about in Wawarsing? I mean, obviously we know that those folks are having sinkholes in their lawns, they're having basement flooding, but the question I keep asking myself is, should they be worried about the foundations of their homes? I mean, at the Smith house this morning, I mean, we saw a sinkhole that's 2 feet from their foundation wall. Is it possible that they could be looking at literally homes collapsing there?
Well, I think that's a very real possibility. I mean, I'm not an engineer. I'm just a humble lawyer. But I think any reasonable person would look at those sinkholes and look at the information and be able to infer that there's a problem there with the foundation. Just a garden variety surface inspection can tell you that. You know, just as someone who's looked at a home to purchase, I know if I was looking at those homes to purchase, there's no way I would purchase those homes, knowing what is readily known about this leak and these sinkholes. My gut would tell me that there's a big problem here. There's a potential that this house could fall down.
Well, what's ultimately, what is the solution to all of this? I mean, it seems to me that the tunnel was built at a time when this country was sort of like literally the most powerful country on the planet. We had a lot of money to spend. We knew we had to spend on infrastructure. It seems that we've sort of lost the will to do things like that. But I mean, is the solution an all new tunnel? Is the solution shut down that tunnel and rebuild it? I just wonder 30 years from now, what would you like to see 30 years from now in your sort of ideal world?
Well, that's a very interesting question. You know, it always reminds me, when I think of those sorts of questions and really the scale of the water supply system as a whole, the fact that this Delaware tunnel is the longest tunnel in the world, I immediately think back of Rome, of ancient Rome, and their massive infrastructure that made that city a great city. And this infrastructure, this water supply system, makes New York City one of the world's truly great cities, without question. And in my mind, I think we can turn this into a positive thing for New York State and New York City as a whole by devoting resources to this problem, creating jobs, creating construction jobs, bringing in engineers to engineer some sort of fix to this problem, you know, creating this industry, I think is extremely important.
It sounds like what you're saying, if I hear you right, is that this is almost sort of like the perfect Keynesian stimulus. We spend money to rebuild infrastructure now because people need jobs and we need the infrastructure improved.
Precisely.